Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues. This is indeed the broadcast for December the 17th. In the year of our Lord, 2015, this is our 2 of 2 in the goal. Always consistent, stable as a rock, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country, and the traditions of our founders. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. We also believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
And Dr. Scott Bradley, topreservethenation.com. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Always nice to hear your voices and maybe see what we can do to save this nation today.
Yes, indeed. We got a road of hope for that. We got to start out by telling the truth on so many topics. Right before the end of last hour, Kirk brought up this story. Porsche will sell electric sports car. But I believe there's a lot of propaganda going on with the release of this stuff. We'll get the details from Kurt in just a second. But the premise is, you know what, this new energy, they always want you to believe it's sustainable, it's environmentally friendly, I mean, it's just plentiful. Every day someone tells me, man, I just put this little thing, little box in your house, free energy everywhere. Back in 2006 kind of range, they were like, oh man, pretty soon you'll just be able to go to 7-Eleven and buy these little fuel cells, kind of like the size of a chapstick or a cigarette lighter or something, and by golly, it'll just run your phone and your laptop computer and your on-the-road mobile office all day long. It'll be phenomenal. Well, we've never seen any of them, period. And nada. Now they got this Porsche car. They say it'll run 250 miles on a single charge. It'll do 80% of its charge in 15 minutes. And all you got to do is pull your car over this little coil in your garage floor, and buddy, it'll just be phenomenal. And I'm telling you right now, I submit to you that all of this is totally bunk. Now, do they have electric cars? Oh, first off, is electricity real? Okay, yes, it is. Do they have cars that can actually charge? Yes, they do. But the details of this is so far out into the stratosphere. When do they say we're going to have this, Kurt? 2020?
They say by the end of the decade. And now, assuming the decade starts, you know, I mean, it's a 10-year period.
2025?
And, you know, yeah.
2026, so, really?
Well, I think typically when people talk about decades, it's like, you know, you start at 1 and you go to 10 and then you 10, 20. So, you know, at least based on what I understood, you know, by 2020, you know.
Yeah. Now, I reject all this because I think it's bogus. I think we've been sold a bill of goods when it comes to this energy stuff. I'll give you an example. They want you to believe that wind energy is just incredible. They want you to believe that solar energy is totally sustainable and just incredible. None of these things are even remotely true if you really dig in and study and find out what's going on. It's bogus. Scott Bradley, I want your opinion. You're a pretty techno guy in a lot of ways. What do you think of the claims of this vehicle?
There's so much we could say about this. First of all, yeah, the sun's there and it's sustainable, and the wind's there and it's sustainable, but the technology to capture that energy is not sustainable, and in fact, you never recapture the cost of investment to be able to, you know, your upfront costs and your long-term maintenance costs will never be recaptured. I mean, you know, you talk about wind power. I saw a poster one day that said swindle power. I mean, because it is a swindle. It's a swindle. The government's involved in all of these falsehoods and everything like that. But even beyond that, the facts of the matter are that building these devices are actually more environmentally unfriendly than our carbon-based, you know, fuel sources and everything.
In other words, your point is, even if I were to get this dream Porsche car, even if it does pull over this coil and you don't have to hook up a single thing, just park over the top of it, even if it really gave you 250 miles to the, quote, charge, even if you could charge it 80% in 15 minutes, even if there were charging stations all over the place, it wouldn't even be close to reality in terms of the building of this thing. It wouldn't be a sustainable project to build. even if it could meet all those, quote, deliverables, right?
Well, financially, it would never be able to come around, so it had paid back its investment. And in addition to that, the creation of the batteries, the creation of the lightweight metals, the creation of those things necessary to charge this, all of those have a higher environmental impact than normal carbon-based technologies.
And a higher payback, even if you built them. In other words, it takes more out of the environment to get it done than it will ever pay back in the, quote, supposed savings that it produces.
Correct. But it actually damages the environment worse. It damages. I mean, I'll go so far as to say that. We will be damaging our environment more severely with these new technologies than we are carrying forth with the ones that we currently have. I mean, that's the bottom line. No payback, the high cost, the inconvenience, the fact that it's not sustainable, the fact that it damages the environment. I mean, what's the like here?
Well, and then on top of all that, even if it were environmentally friendly, even if it were sustainable to build and the payback was tremendous, even if all these benchmarks of the vehicle, it'll go 0 to 60 in 3 seconds or less, kind of an idea, even if all these things were just phenomenal and true on every aspect, the next question is, you think the government's going to let you just charge this dude up at every local charging station and it's not going to cost hardly any money and you're going to pretty much be driving around at Porsche speeds free? Okay, even if that were the case, they'd charge you by the mile per travel or massive amounts to charge to the point where it's not going to save you a penny, my friends.
No, the government will meddle. Government regulation and meddling on almost everything has increased the cost of doing almost anything in this country. I mean, whether it's having radishes on your table or delivering water to your home, I mean, so many of the things. They've got so many regulations and impediments, barriers, that entering the marketplace right now and being able to continue to use something. I mean, I use, for example, sometimes around Utah, you know, they've got a lot of this natural gas stuff, and they really encourage people to convert their cars to that. Well, the government controls the natural gas prices in terms of what they can deliver it for in the gas stations that are around now. And so they're coming together in terms of the cost of a regular tank of gas versus a natural gas tank of gas, you know. There's always something in there about that. And the,
you know...
Go ahead, Kurt. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I interrupted you. You know, I certainly won't come off as the... guy that's saying, hey, man, you know, the government always does everything right in these cases or in any case. But I was amazed personally to literally see these charging stations in a little place that I, you know, go through quite often, a little place called Nephi, Utah. I don't know if you've seen them, Dr. Scott, but if you get a chance, there's a restaurant there called J.C. Mickelson's, and it's on the south end of town, and you can literally see these charging stations that are for the Tesla cars, as I understand it. Now, I know that, you know, I was just reading one story about it, saying that, hey, you know, there's not enough of them, and a lot of people pull up if they've got a Tesla car, and then somebody else has got that, and it makes them wait. But, you know, it makes me almost think of the days of old and the stories that I'd hear about, you know, the computers, because I was around in the early days when you know, they'd say, oh, yeah, a computer that big, well, that'll take a house or a, you know, a square block or whatever. And yet now we see, you know, that same technology in your palm of your hand. Now, I know what Sam's saying about it taking, you know, quite some time, and, you know, we get this vaporware, as he likes to call it. But it is amazing how, if the government will leave things alone and the technologies are allowed to, you know, companies can compete and that kind of thing, and technologies are allowed to move forward, it's amazing what can happen.
Now, I will be the first.
Hold
on just a second, Scott.
Intervention is a problem.
The first thing I would say is if we got the government out of it and we truly relied on the free market to build a better mousetrap, if you will, I'm not saying that it could never be sustainable. And I'm not saying that these things are bogus, that there's no value in those energy sources. I think there is. But I don't think you'll ever have the value to the people with government in the middle, Scott.
Well, you're right. I mean, the government, everything they touch, I mean, well, honestly, government is inefficient, and it's by design and nature, because the Founding Fathers did not want it to become this Leviathan that controlled everything. Now, of course, we've forgotten and abandoned all of those principles, but the national government was granted or delegated a very, 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 underlying, very limited set of powers. It has absolutely zero to do with anything that they're involved. Well, I guess probably we could say 80% of what they do now is probably unconstitutional because the power is not delegated there. There are a few things that they usually foul up anyway. But whether it's crime or whether it's technology or whether it's marketplace things or anything that they're involved in this country, they have zero authority to be in that. Well,
hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable live. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so I'm challenging this stuff is totally bogus. I'm not saying these technologies are not sustainable. Scott Bradley made an interesting point. Hey, the sun is sustainable. The sun is reliable. The wind is sustainable. The wind is here. The wind. These things can produce reliable energy. The problem is our ability to capture and store that energy is the problem. And the problem is the government has been controlling, manipulating, regulating, supplementing, whatever you want to call it, this effort for years. And I'm telling you right now, it'll never be sustainable. It'll never be a good plan while the government's at the center of it all. What we're talking about is Porsche will sell electric sports car. Porsche plans electric car to challenge Tesla. But I'm saying to you that the hype about this thing is all out of whack. When you really, when they throw out headlines, it sounds so simple, so easy, so phenomenal. It's almost like the veneer on Trump's campaign. It looks incredible, feels great. Till you do a little digging, then wham, the smell is just too much. It's kind of like that. And that's what I submit is the case with these vehicles, Kurt. You got some comparisons from Tesla you just emailed me that we got to quickly relate to prove my point. Go ahead, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. The Tesla boys have been, you know, they've been working in this area. And I'm not telling you that, you know, hey, overnight, tomorrow, things are changing. But I do like to see any improvement when it comes to, I guess you could say, competition. And I certainly would hope that, you know, more of the government would stay out of it. The government stayed out of solar, wind, whatever. But the Tesla owners, in some of their cases, they're frustrated by these recharge waits, they say. They talk about having troubles over in Amsterdam and having, you know, hard time getting things to work there. But they do indicate in this rather long story that there's a Tesla charging station in Nephi, Utah, the one I was talking about. They say free charging is one of the incentives the firm offers to Tesla owners.
So you pay triple for your car and then you can recharge it for free. I got it.
Well, yeah, and I'm certainly not going to tell you this is all perfect, but it is a long move, at least in my opinion, from the whole deal of old when we would get told about an electric car and then you'd never be able to see one or hear of one. At least you've got charging stations. You've got people actually using them. Now, I mean, you got to most of the time question their sanity. If, you know, it costs, as you say, 10 times as much or whatever the number is to use instead of the, you know, using the regular gas vehicles. But it is interesting, at least to me, that maybe this competition will even improve.
I hope that's the vehicles true. Now, we it takes. Know. These guys are claiming their Porsche will charge in 15 minutes and give you 310 miles now is the latest story on a charge. But what does the real car do currently, Kurt?
It's a little less than that, Sam.
A little?
Well, you know, they talk about, you know, they have these 85 kilowatt hour Model S. They say they can recharge an 80% an 85 kilowatt hour battery in about 30 minutes. That's
so double the time.
15 minutes, yes. But, you know, I mean, it would truly work if you're, you know, say you're going to need to stop off and get, you know, fueled up at least when you're on to eat dinner, you know.
Like it doesn't work for all these frustrated Mickelsons.
That's right. There are frustrated ones that, you know, imagine if there's 8 charging stations and there's 10 cars that pull in at the same time. I mean, that, you know, you might have a
but
war.
But it's free.
You know, anyway, it's just
now, hold on. So you got half the or double the time to charge. And what do you get out of that, dude, compared to 310 miles, Kurt?
If I remember reading right, it was 200.
It's like 170.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay, yeah. So we're talking almost half the go, double the time, and now you don't just pull up and, like, park over this thing, Kurt. You got to, like, get out of your vehicle and, like,
yeah,
plug it in,
I mean,
or something,
it,
right?
It had a tube thing and a deal that you poked in. But to me, the interesting thing is a company like Porsche, if they're saying that they've got, you know, they're going to basically do it by the end of the decade. You know, my hat's off to them. I mean, Porsche is not really known for being a bunch of liars and, flim-flam artists. Tesla folks, if they're already doing it, and they say they got them for $76,200.
Are you in for one of them?
They got these. Not really, but I do find it, you know, at least certainly an interesting story. And, and the technology seems to be advancing. I mean, we saw a really cool, Dr. Scott Bradley, we saw a really cool little flashlight, solar-powered flashlight that could basically charge up your phone or do all these different things just yesterday with our buddy Tim. So there's some amazing technologies that are available, and we hope to use some new technology along with, you know, some older technology like AM radio.
Well, I wish these guys well. I truly do. I just wish that that there would not be so much usurpation by the government and getting in the middle of everything. And if people in the free market and under the technology that can be developed, they can. I mean, that's what made America great. I mean, you know, the guy that made the steel for the rails across the nation. I mean, what a breakthrough. I mean, good grief. And we linked the nation together, the idea of the telegraph, the idea of the telephone. Bell Labs used to put out, I think, two or three patents every single day, but they weren't government invoked on everything.
Well, and that's my question about this whole thing, and that's why I spend so much time on it, Scott. Not only do I believe that in the short time frame they're giving, the benchmarks laid out aren't even close to reality, but on top of that, the real question is this. Is this a floated story to get hype in the news and eventually secure government funding to make this a reality by Porsche? Is that what this is really about?
Well, who knows, but the fact of the matter is it sure seems like they play it out that way an awful lot.
So, well, it seems like why would you ever announce this, setting yourself a benchmark that you don't know if you can obtain, unless there's an incentive or some reason you're doing that? Why would you lay that out so early? It'd be better to wait till, say, 2018 and just take the market by storm and say, we're taking orders or whatever. I'm just saying I don't really get the five-year ahead of time, big-time promo, looking like you're putting Tesla to shame. Good luck with that, by the way. And then I just don't understand the motivation for all this, really.
I don't either, but I sure wish that the government would just go back to what it was designed to do and be what it was designed to be and quit jumping in the middle of everybody's lives. And just let the guys that are, you know, trying to do this stuff just go and do it, you know?
Yeah. It is amazing, isn't it? Even with the government we've got that, you know, far goes way outside of the realm of what the Constitution outlined for it. Even with all of those things, like the Tesla supercharger network, they say in this story, it has 453 stations and 2,519 chargers, they say, which are capable of cutting charge times from several hours to about 40 minutes. You know, but
now
the bottom
30 goes
line
to 40.
Is, well, that other one, the 30 was 80%, you know, yeah. Where this one, you know. But the thing that is amazing to me, I mean, we've seen some of these stories about them, you know, the Amazon guy and somebody else, maybe it was this guy, shooting a rocket off, you know, whereas before it's the only the government can shoot rockets off, you know. And it's amazing what the private sector, and I probably need to put that in quotes because I wish it was truly private, but it's amazing what it can really do, the free enterprise system, if left alone.
Well, and I concur with that point completely, and I do believe these technologies could come to fruition if the government would get out of it. In fact, if the government wouldn't have funded AC power in the beginning and created this big, all-massive power grid, we'd already be on some of this self-sustaining stuff, in my humble opinion, but we ate the poison pill.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. I kind of brought up this poison pill scenario, ladies and gentlemen, right before the pause. Look, man, their goal is to build a control grid. And the problem is they want to control you and I. It isn't about capabilities. It's about control. And they'll subsidize and manipulate and whatever they got to do to build that control mechanism to get you to trade your liberty for security every time. That's the poison pill in this. So I'm not at all, and I want to make this very clear, I'm not at all disagreeing with Kurt that, you know what, these technologies are phenomenal. We have tremendous ability. We have, as Donald Trump kind of talks about, this incredible genius of America, a brain trust that is unsurpassed. However, that's if left alone, if not tampered with, manipulated, funded, controlled by government. And that's the big $64,000 kind of question discussion here. Is it going to be true with government? And I don't think so. Even if you were to get these charging stations, even if everything panned out, they'd find a way to tax the gazoo out of the charging stations. Okay, you're not going to get away with this phenomenal, hey, Sam Bushman just built a car that runs a gazillion miles for free, and you're just all cool. Okay, it isn't going to happen. It's not the way it works. This stuff has so many problems, it isn't funny. But they pitch it like it's just the next thing since sliced bread. And that's kind of my problem with it. In fact, I believe, and we can have Scott Bradley kind of respond to this, I believe if the government was not involved and built the control grid in the first place, Scott Bradley, we would probably be in a situation where we wouldn't have AC power, would probably have DC power. Things would run on a lot lighter load. In other words, free electricity supplemented by government or low-cost electricity has fueled this ever-increasing electricity hog device world we live in. We would be way better off if we had learned to live independent without centralized control on our own DC in the first place. Not only would it be lower power, less susceptible to injury and death, etc., but it would have been deployed faster. We would have probably leapfrogged where we are now, left to the free market. And the reason that I'm so hardcore against what we're talking about now is because I believe we're about to make the same mistake all over again in the new era of opportunity that's being squandered, manipulated, perverted, and derailed by belligerent government. Scott?
Well, one of the most incredible people, I believe, in the 20th century was Nikola Tesla.
No question.
And, I think that, you know, well, they named this car after him and everything like that. I think that that's kind of a misnomer in a way. I mean, I think Tesla was so far advanced. I think he was plugged into something in the cosmos that was so amazing. And basically, he and guys like Thomas Henry Morey and some of those guys that really were pushing forward really had government intervention to the negative. I mean, almost every step of the way. And in fact, after Tesla's death, the feds came in and confiscated all of his materials. And basically, if you remember that big warehouse at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, when they took the Lost Ark and stuffed it away in the hidden chasms of a government building, they basically confiscated everything that I think was way ahead of where we are right now. And I personally believe that they've been interventionist in a negative way, and they've been
correct. So what do you think if we would have rejected the control grid, rejected government controlled AC power, rejected the supplementing and the funding, and we would have done it on our own? If left alone, let the free market really prosper, we would have leapfrogged where we are right now much cheaper, faster, better, without central control. I'm convinced of that, and that's kind of my big opposition. Pete wants to chime in because he's got a third car to tell you about. Pete?
I was there's another German automaker over there, and they have a car that will do, I think, 200 miles an hour. It's a good-looking little sports car, too, and it runs off of a recharging vanadium battery. It's a vanadium redux battery. They charge the electrons on one side of the battery or the electrolytes to a positive charge, and then the electrolytes on the other side of the battery, it's all salt water now, to a negative charge, and then they use a pump, a little pump, and it pumps it. It just continuously pumps it over this vanadium. Yeah, they mine vanadium.
And the idea somehow is kind of like the magnetic energy thing where it's somehow perpetual motion, that there's enough energy to get the pump it across, and that won't expend enough energy to derail the thing from prospering and providing energy. And in that, you know, the people will debate till the cows come home. But this is the problem. This stuff gets so hokey so fast, so confusing so fast. Thanks for the details, Pete. So fast that it's hard to even keep your feet on the ground. Pretty soon now we're going to have cars that don't even need to hook up to anything, and they'll just charge themselves. And I'm not saying that there's not truth to some of those possibilities. But you think government's going to let you get a car that charges itself and they don't have anything to do with it, and you can just drive around and you're all good? We don't need charging stations? This whole debate is what the issue is, Kurt, about who's going to control what when. Just imagine if you said, I can drive around, I don't need government, I don't need anybody, I'm totally independent, totally free, no grid, no control, no cost, no nothing. Hey, you think they're going to let that fly?
Well, sometimes with the government being so big as it is, I mean, it's a zillion times bigger than it was intended to be, you know. Sometimes what you have is you have these little, I guess you could call them faux pas or whatever, you know, where they maybe let the cat out of the bag that they, the other guys didn't want that. Like, let's say, for example, they really want to control us with the grid system, okay? You know, and I agree with that. I'm just saying, let's just pretend that's part of the whole big government plan. And yet they start using government, I guess you could say, funds to promote things like solar power. And then you think, well, you know, and of course, the way you're supposed to only use solar power is you're supposed to just, you know, kind of run that power into the grid. And yet some people go, well, why would I run it into the grid? Why don't I just keep it myself? You know.
Yeah, and then what they'll do is they'll call you a hoarder of electricity. They'll create regulations against you and toss you in the clink.
Yet the cat can kind of get out of the bag that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of interesting to see this.
In fact, we ought to create our new free energy device called the
cat.
You know. All right. I want to move to a different topic, though, because these topics, they never end.
Sorry about that.
No, they're good topics, and they're important to discuss, and I think there's a lot to learn. And by the way, I applaud if we can really get technology out of the hands of government, in the hands of the American people, and we can really reduce costs and really create value that can be disruptive technology that can really create independence and self-reliance and stability and safety and prosperity. I'm all in. Okay, don't misunderstand me. I am in like Flynn, like nobody's business. What I can't stand, though, is when we see all this in the news, and it's just so much hype and so much lies that people are just running around all deceived. I mean, I got guys still telling me, Sam, I can build a little box in your basement that'll give you free energy forever. I'm like, cool, man, come on over and hook it up. And they're like, well, I got a patent, and I can't get the, and I'm waiting for the parts. Now, Larry's going to deliver one to me next week, and we just go round and round the barn. And then somebody tells me, Sam, you just buy this device, put it on your car, and it'll increase your gas mileage. Those don't even work. Okay, we bought those and played with those. Don't even work. So we're not even close to some of these things, folks, at least in the real world day-to-day that you and I can afford and use. And that's kind of my reason for a lot of the pushback is don't fall for this stuff because it can cost you hard-earned money. A completely different topic, but I think directly related. It starts out kind of like this, Kurt. Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air. Yeah, Kurt, what do you say, man?
This is air, is that what it said?
Yeah, man, how can I breathe no air, Kurt?
Well, are we going to talk about the breatharians? Is that what we're doing?
No, we're going to talk about the Chinese.
Oh, that's right, good point.
Yeah, come on.
And I'm thinking, you know, this story, I don't know if you saw it, Dr. Scott Bradley, but the Canadians are now, you know, buying up stuff, or excuse me, the Chinese are buying stuff from Canada. You know what it is?
What?
They're buying fresh air from Canada. Yeah,
bottle it, baby. Come on.
A Canadian startup company is bottling fresh air from what they say the Rocky Mountains. I guess they go clear up there into Canada. But they have seen sales to China soar because of rising pollution levels. The company's called Vitality Air. They say it was founded last year in the western Canadian city of Edmonton. And they began selling in China less than 2 months ago. Our first shipment, they say, of 500 bottles of fresh air were sold in 4 days. That's the co-founder, Moses Lam. I don't know if he's on the lam or what, but anyway, he said that in a telephone interview with the Telegraph. Maybe this is a solution. You know how we get all those huge crates, you know, with all this product coming in from China, and then we got these monster stacks of them. All we got to do is get the air from our mountains and fill them up with all these plastic bottles we got, and then fill those suckers up and send them back to China, I guess. There's a new industry for America.
Yeah, and the government then won't let you sell herbs and natural vitamin C or anything because it may not be factually, you know, healthy or beneficial, but now we're going to sell air.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so while in Utah you're not allowed to use your wood-burning stove because, by golly, your environmental footprint's massive. And while we run around and pretend we're creating these energy-saving, clean, green, whatever energy ideas that are just amazingly abusive to the environment, believe it or not, this company started out as a joke in Canada, but now it's real. They bottle air and sell it to the communist Chinese. Yeah. So you can't really promote vitamin C as a, being a healthy solution because you don't have any government proof for FDA approval for your claims, Scott Bradley. Gambling's live and well in America to create the house side for cheating. These energy lies are everywhere. But you know what? The Canadians are free to sell fresh air to the communist Chinese. What do you say about all this?
Well, maybe the land of the free isn't so free anymore. I mean, I think this... that song, I'm glad to be an American, for at least I know I'm free, I think that's propaganda too. I think that right now we're kidding ourselves. Some of the people that, this is a great land. I mean, don't get me wrong, and we have a great thing. We could go back to a great thing, but the fact of the matter is, so often now, you look at the Fourth Amendment. It went away with the Patriot Act. You look at the big NSA site in down right next door to you almost, you look at what's going on, all of the things that are imposing on us, the idea that you could be banned from being able to travel, which is a natural right of a free man, because some bureaucrat decided to stick your name on a no-fly thing, and now they're talking about maybe preventing somebody from being able to have Second Amendment, God-given right that says you right to keep and bear arms. I mean, if you had time, we'd talk about this thing with this no-fly gun ban thing. It's wrong on so many levels.
Don't worry. You'll be able to drive your car around free, buddy, everywhere you go. It'll just be phenomenal.
You know, I foresee the day when, you know, there'll be roadblocks. I mean, I've been places where, I mean, I think about some places in third world countries where I've been where they've got, you know, gates across the road and bunkers there, and you got to...
I got an idea, though. For a company, I think Kurt needs to start this. Scott Bradley, you could bring your doctorate talent to this and stuff like that. We could probably get super rich. You know, if it's going to start out as a joke to sell fresh, clean, mountain Canadian air to the communist Chinese who are choking in their environmental disaster, and we're not going to really regulate them because they're the developing world. We're just going to shut down your ability to have a wood-burning stove so you can't enjoy Christmas and decrease your energy bills. But here's what's fascinating. What if we sold hot air to the people back east in Washington, D.C., and what if we called it blowback and we were to sell it online and people, whenever they watch the debate, they could breathe this hot air. What do you think? Would it work, guys?
Well, I think Chicago was named the Windy City because of the politicians there. I mean, I think that's where that originated. And certainly Washington, D.C. is out of touch with everything that's Americanist. And so, I don't know, maybe you're onto an idea, Sam. But
or you could call it Bull-loney and sell it to the world.
I mean, isn't there enough hot air in Washington, D.C. already?
Well, that's why
I
you'd bottle that stuff, Kurt.
Yeah.
You could just spread it around the world.
At least we've got this idea where we could take all those shipping containers and just fill them up with fresh air and send them over to China, you know, because at least we got something we can export.
I look at that and it's beyond comprehension. One last story that I want to get to before the end of the hour is this. Headline says Herbert, that means Gary Herbert, governor of the state of Utah, looks to the future, is the headline. By Dennis Romboy, Salt Lake City. They talk about Herbert unveils, listen carefully, 14 point, what? Let me see. $14.2 billion budget. It hasn't been passed, but he wants to promote education. He just wants to spend us into oblivion, but it's a 2.6. Let's see, what is this thing? How much is this, Scott? $14.8 billion budget.
Yeah, a little bit of an increase.
Now, Scott, what do you think? Scott, $14.8 billion budget. Kurt, how many Americans are here? Maybe Kurt can do the math at how much per person we're talking about for one
in
year.
In Utah.
In Utah, yeah. 3 million people.
We got 3 million people, yeah.
Okay, well, Kurt looks up the math there. What do you think, Scott? Yeah. $14.8 billion budget. Look into the future, sir.
Well, it's an absolutely absurd, unsustainable move that we keep growing government faster than population grows. We keep, you know, putting more and more load on the back of the people. But here's a real thought process for you. Utah is known as one of the best managed states in the nation, okay? Here's the facts. We get, but depending on which lawyer you're talking to, a third to a half of our budget from the federal government. Of course, unconstitutionally, because the federal government almost never sends money back to us that it got and is doing for constitutional purposes. But the Utah state government can't balance its budget without, again, a third to a half. Let's say it's a third. Let's say a third of Utah's budget comes from the federal government. It's basically picking the pocket of other Americans to run the state here, too. So we have a Rob Peter, pay Paul shell game that's moving money around the country. New Yorkers get some, you know, Californians get some, Virginians get some. The fact of the matter is it is not a well-managed state. We have stepped way beyond the bounds of limited government, and it continues to grow, and it is unsustainable. We cannot continue to do this. The people at some point will feel like they're just slaves in their own country.
So it looks like, Sam, it's $4,933 a person in Utah that our state would spend.
Okay, so let me just ask you if it's sustainable to spend almost $5,000 per person, every man, woman, and child.
For the state.
Okay, just for the state. We're not even talking about the Fed side of the equation. We're not talking about the city side of the equation. We're not talking about just... That is through the stratosphere, people.
You get city, county, state, national... And you get all the
UN
tax, sales taxes, gasoline taxes, property taxes. I mean, we are being taxed on taxes. And the fact is that the people continue to say they want more. And they don't, of course, nobody says they're going to have to pay for it. But somebody, there ain't no free lunch. That's something my grandma taught me. And along the line somewhere, there's going to be an implosion. And people have got to recalibrate their expectations and start saying, you know what, I'd rather be free than have free. I mean, and there is no free, obviously, but I would far rather be free. I would rather live in a home with dirt floor if I had to, if I could be master of my own destiny in the future. But we continue.
But don't worry, though. It's all for clean water and clean air. I mean, it's phenomenal, sir.
Well, you know, the problem is that what they're barking up the tree. I mean, you look at this green peace thing that's going on in Paris and what they're trying to impose upon everybody across the world. Literally and truthfully, if you look to the outcome, you look at what Obama did early in his administration with his efforts to shut down, you know, carbon-based fuels, really these things would throw us back into the Dark Ages. And there's, it's something that is absolutely criminal what they're trying to do. I guess it's just a control thing. I don't know.
As long as I can drive around free, it'll be cool, though. Don't worry about it. Just get one of them Teslas, one of them Porsches, you'd be all good.
Well, they still use energy, too, and that's got to be created somehow, probably with a coal-fired electrical generation plant. I don't know. But they won't let them do nukes, I mean, on nuclear-powered plants. I mean, somehow, some way, we've got to understand that the government intervening in things is not moving the needle in the right direction. We need to kind of just say, people, Americans have always been ingenious. They've come up with solutions. I mean, necessity is the mother of invention. Like I say, the founding fathers grew up, and the education system until into the 20th century was an abundance-based education system. It was a system based upon the fact that people believed that God created this world. He loved his children. He placed us here. He gave us ingenuity and capabilities and the resources needful. Nowadays, we're in a chaos theory. We're in a kind of a scarcity theory, and everything is all-ended awful, and we're all going to die and all this kind of stuff. But I think we got to go back to the way the nation was originally looking at things, where, yes, we can figure this out. We can do it. We don't need government in the middle of our lives. We don't need to have all of these they're not freebies, again, I hate to say it that way, but all these things that the government is so-called providing for us at the expense of someone else. We need to just go back and say, get the government out of our lives, let it do what the baseline things that it was designed to do. Basically, if you read the Declaration of Independence, government is to secure God-given rights. And if it's doing that, it's doing its job. All of these other things are extraneous and over the top. So that would be my vote. I mean, that's my position, is that we are building our own shackles. That's what we're doing with the people that we've got in there today, and they seem to be giving us exactly what the majority of the people are asking for, and it's just tragic.
And the people are primarily asking for it because, for the most part, they don't know the truth. For example, everybody wants one of these incredible energy cars, you know, but they don't really realize the cost that it takes to really make happen. Kurt, final words yours, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Scott Bradley. We sure appreciate your leadership and your, friendship, and we hope to continue the effort to do what we can to restore America, as you always say.
Topreservethenation.com is his website. Is that the best one, Scott?
Well, Freedom's Rising Sun is a good one, too. To Preserve the Nation, refer you to freedomsrisingsun.com. And we've got some things on there still under construction, but we've got some ideas what government's about and what's getting in our way. So
solutions, baby. Merry Christmas. Thanks, Scott.
Okay, great. Good talk to you guys.
You can turn your phone into a radio anytime, anywhere, 712-432-5339. We the people can restore America. We need your help. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.